I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The soul path of awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? Oh, welcome. If you're new to the podcast, I'm Michelle. And those of you, of course, that are returning and are in the chat and part of the Soul Tribe community, thanks for being here and co-creating this with me. Means a lot every week to connect with all of you. Oh, so much going on. Okay, we got a lot to dive into today and definitely taking callers. So if you want to listen by phone or call in for a reading or chit-chat or heads up or how are you or whatever, just to say hi. That number is 347-539-5122, 347-539-5122. And please press 1 on your keypad. That gets you, alerts me that you're wanting me to pick up. All right, everyone. As always, All Things Awakenings podcast for guest suggestion, topic suggestions. Just want to remind everyone to email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. That's the best way to be in touch. If you have suggestions, comments, don't hesitate to connect in that way. It's better than the social media. DMing and TMing and all that, because we don't check that as much, hardly ever actually. And then also, if you want to connect with me, you can at soulplayground.life or MentorCam, and also on my YouTube channel, Soul Awakening with Michelle Miche. I do Soul Awakening pick a cards, meditations, and also doing some awakening conversations and interviews there. I've been posting about what's going on. And, of course, Patreon, if you want to do deeper dives, you can connect with me on Patreon. And Insta, love it if you come and hang out on Instagram with me and let me know. You know, it's interesting because on YouTube, people comment, and then I start knowing their name and maybe their face, and then I see them on Insta. And I'd love to know more about the listeners, participants, because you guys are really co-creating this with me. So I'd love to get to know all of you better. So whether it's, Instagram, so I can see your face and you can share a bit about your path and what's going on with you or, how you found the podcast, through YouTube is another way to connect in. And, of course, also private work consultations with me or programs. I'm actually limited on the programs right now. I'm changing how I offer my services and support people on the soul path. As of now, I think we're, as far as personal work, we're scheduling to be, I think, mid or end of March into April, maybe like mid-April. So anyway, that is that. We have with us today a second half of the program. We do want to stick around. Trey Hardson, who's musician, hip-hop artist, rapper. He was a former member of the Far Side group. Many of you may have known of him from there. I also like to say, conscious hip-hop artist, just because of his words and wording. And he's also a priest in the, I believe it's going to be Ifa religion. But we had some people email me that were either studying African spirituality, African religion, and that they wanted to know more or have, do I know anything or have people on? And, you know, I really do take it to heart when you, you know, when you listener, participants, part of this soul tribe, this community, email. And I don't really know anything. I mean, I know a little bit about Yemaya Ogun, very little. I have friends that have been have studied, and I think I was a part of one ritual, but it's not my area of expertise. I don't follow it. I don't study it. I mean, I've read some things, seen some things on TV, but definitely not an expert. So we had last year, it was interesting, quite a few emails come in, even on my Patreon group. One of the people in the Soul Path Patreon group was interested. And so anyway, so I didn't realize, and then Trey, who I met years ago, was posting something and had this amazing altar on his Facebook page. And I'm like, oh, my God, he is the dude. He is the dude to come on and share about this. So if you want to stick around for that, I'm sure it'll be very enlightening. I do know part of his story and, you know, being in the music field, music world, navigating that, blowing up, doing quite well, and yet having this spirituality, this spiritual base, is pretty amazing. So I'm going to share with him, remind him, because I saw him years ago, and I'm going to bring this up to him too because it still astounds me. And I'm up front at the stage dancing with a friend of mine, and all of a sudden I see behind him all these guides. Yeah, and I'm like, those are guides on the stage with him. And by the way, I was not drinking. I very rarely drink. And if I definitely go out dancing, I don't like to because I drink a lot of water because I hardly ever sit down. And I told my friend, and my friend's like, what? And I think it was my friend Marion, I was with. And a group of us were there. And I said, I'm going to have to tell him. She's like, what? What do you say? I said, no, I'm telling you. He has guides. And I went, when it was over, went to the side of the stage, backstage, of someone that we knew that, I don't know, ran the club, whatever it was. I don't remember that part. But, and I told him, and he said, oh, yeah, that you saw them? He was like shocked. I said, yeah, they're like so, you know, and I said, well, I happen to be a psychic channel. I do work with guides also, but I said, yours are on the stage with you. And he's like, yeah, he was amazed that, that I had seen them, and that he said they were with him all the time. So, guys, this is what I'm talking about, weaving the spirituality into everyday living. It does happen. It does work. This is what we're meant to do. Many of you have a team with you, whether you know it or not. You have guides. You have, and sometimes these guides are actually other advanced aspects of us as well. You know, I mean, everything and everyone is interconnected anyway, right? But this is the time with the openings, with the veils that have so thin, this is the time to open those doors. You know, there's just much more energetic agreement and resonance to open up to those parts of you, you know. It does require this shift, though, and the part of the awakening that is happening is allowing people, if they're open to it and following the signs, to shift into less of the little mind, local mind, ego thinking, and get into that quantum and even beyond quantum aspect of us, the infinite, to connect into the higher self, into the higher frequency of us. That I'll give you two examples. Like today, I was out and about, and then I went to this cafe, and first of all, we didn't have his number, so I was like, okay, lots of message, and I forgot my bag. I can't believe it. I felt, I was walking back, and I thought, oh, my shoulders feel so light. I had to go all the way back walking to the cafe, get my bag. Got here, though, in enough time, you know, a little late getting in the chat, but anyway. And then he messaged that he's sending the number over. You know, so all these things can fall into place if we allow them to. I had another situation yesterday. I went to do a house cleansing, and before I left, I went to get my decaf cappuccino, and it was just a lovely day, very chilly. And, you know, I like to center myself. I like to just, beyond just meditation, but really walk, be in nature, settle in with a tea or a cappuccino, just kind of just be in an energy of interconnectedness, of appreciation. Before I, you know, do client work with clients, sessions, and especially before I do a house cleansing, clearing, and a blessing. And because I usually get, I start getting information the day before, whenever I start tuning in on the house or the person, doesn't matter if I don't know them, I start getting information. So I'm already in their field. So I want to also make sure my energy is extended, expanded enough, is high vibes enough to do what needs to be done. So this lovely person that works at the cafe that I go to, shout out to Mars, said, oh, I'm going to bring you a gift. This was a few days ago or last week. I'm going to bring you a gift. And she had told me about a friend of hers, Jupiter's Gems. She's on Instagram. And I was drawn to this carnelian I've been getting from my guides and even my higher self. Carnelian. I've been drawn to that color. I need to get a carnelian. Well, this woman and Jupiter's Gems had this amazing carnelian. You guys will see it because I'm going to use it in some of my YouTube readings. This amazing carnelian flame crystal. So I got that. And then in between when I got the crystals to use in my YouTube videos and my healing practice, Mars at the cafe contacted her friend and said, oh, I want to get her a little gift. I want to get her a bracelet. And she picked the carnelian. And her friend was like, oh, my God, at Jupiter's Gems, was like, oh, my God, that was the first crystal she got. She said she was so drawn to it and needed it. So then I got the carnelian bracelet. So there I am yesterday. It's windy, windy, windy beyond belief. And, you know, they have the awning umbrellas up, big umbrellas, and you have the cafes. And I wanted to give a shout out to Jupiter's Gems. And so I'm going to do an Insta story on it, right? I'm doing that. And then I'm looking because I wanted to tag her. So I get down to look at my phone to get a closer look because there's all this sun glaring. As I bent down, I see out of the corner of my eye, one of the umbrellas pops up. You know, and they have a big metal bar. Pops up and comes floating fast. I don't know if it was a float. I don't know what you'd call it. Careening, you know. Well, but it was weird. It's like drifting, in, you know, by the wind, coming straight at me. But I'm bent, so it only hit the top of my shoulder. Now, what's interesting, had I not been doing that post, and I would have been sitting upright, I would have been hit in the head. I'm like, oh, my God. I have a post the other day about Monday being, you know, in the invisible safety net of the universe. Oh, you guys. So listen, I really want everyone, you know, on my Instagram profile, if you scroll back a bit, I think it's in January, I did a post about miracles. Let me know your miracles. Honestly, I've been working with a lot of my clients, groups, and workshops all on this, not just soul alignment and being your soul signature frequency, getting that, but how to maintain the frequency and create and live from that and to transmute less life-enhancing frequencies, how to transmute that those energies into usable energy, creative energy. And along with that is really listening to your intuition, understanding that, and understanding when you are in the little mind or local mind and when are you in the quantum. You know, how do you access the quantum field through the subtle energy? How do you connect to the subtle energy of you? And this, it's even shown in the astrology. For those of you that follow astrology or astrologers, it's pointing. That's what this 222 222 2002 2022, Portal was all about, which in January I did a post, end of January, beginning of February, like first or second week of February, I did a pick a card on this portal, because I could feel this energy that was like a vortex of coalescing and building and building and building. And again, there's a lot of aspects astrologically that support this and show this, as well as in the numerology. This portal of 222-2022, and a lot of people were leaving out the zero. Zero is very important also in numerology. It's like the Fool card. It's the potential. It's the opening. It's the womb. It's the void. And that, with all those twos, and in fact, it's asking us to be in cooperation with the void, to understand the darkness, not fearing the darkness, not fearing the void, not fearing the feminine. So working with the energy, and it breaks down into a three, a 12-3. So there's a lot about our individuality, our individual soul gifts, our individual path, but coming together in cooperation with our higher self, our other aspects of selves, you know, our outer world and inner world. There's this harmonizing, as well as with each other, coming together more in collaboration or cooperative relationships, synergy, living in and connecting and working more with my synergy and synchronicity. So there's a certain kind of momentum, a personal energetic momentum that you will gain, your own personal flow. And that is now being harmonized with the universal flow, but through the new emerging consciousness. So it's like bridging from the old consciousness, what we've outgrown or outgrowing, and now aligning to the new. Think of two rivers, and there's a fork in the river, and you start flowing in a different direction. You start flowing through the right side of you know, the other river that's on the right, moving forward. So it's a natural flow. It's very magnetic, but it's also electrical. You know, it's an electrical energy that needs to be open to and aligned to before you do anything. And then you respond to it. So it has a lot about being responsive. I won't even call it the responsive universe. It's teaching us all how to respond without feeling the need to overact or overreact. You get it? So again, very, very powerful, powerful time, powerful energy that is trying to support us in a new direction, but it is also coming from us. It is us, right? Also us. That's the key. It's the quantum or infinite, the spirit not in form, in denser physical form. It's through the subtle energy, and it's getting to know that aspect of being and aligned to that aspect of being. So if you want to find out more about this, I did do in January, I did a January Soul Insights, and looked at it the month of January, the numerical meaning, and the numerology of it, and then I did a 2022 overview for January, and then also the 2022 overview, pick a card on my channel, and then the how your life is improving to 2022 portal, pick a card. Because this is about improvement. This is about aligning to what is more life-enhancing, what is more attuning to your heart, soul-aligning, what is of more resonance for you on a higher vibrational frequency, and what inspires you to creativity, creative expression, self-expression, soul expression. So we're really being... twerk. It's like a twerking or a tweaking and a torque. There's a torque that's happening to get more and more people to respond from the soul. first you got to connect. You got to know what the soul is, and you got to connect and align to the soul, attune to the soul, attune to the heart. You got to understand this, and in the attuning, but it's like torquing. It's like this pressure and opening, pressure and opening, pressure and opening. Just like taking a wrench and, you know, using it to open a faucet, and you don't want to open it too much, and you don't want to, close it too tight. So there's really this, it's palpable. You can feel the vibrational transmutation that's creating the shift for transformation. So really, really powerful time. And if I can support anyone through this or lend any insight or understanding, I'm there. I'm totally down for it. All right, let's get to callers, 347-539-5122. Hi, welcome. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. This is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. Welcome.
First, I just wanted to say that I did receive the message about slowing down and the effort of non-doing, and I received that message about the Tao and the Wu way and how, you know, to flow, to be in the divine flow and alignment. So I am right there with you with that message that, you know, you gave all of us.
I love that. And yes, the Tao. Yes, the Wu way. Yeah. The Wu way. The Wu way.
Yep. So my question was, the current career that I'm currently in is no longer in alignment with who I'm becoming. And I wanted to know which profession or career my guides want me to get into. I do have an inkling, but I'm not exactly sure what exactly they
follow
want me
your
to
inkling.
Do.
See, it starts as an inkling, Jasmine. It starts as an inkling.
Okay.
Yeah, go with your inkling. It always starts as an inkling. It's a little nudge. It's a urge. It's a little tickle. It's not like a huge, this is it, and then it builds, and that's learning how to follow. I call it spirit led. Following, because the spiritual aspect of us, the animating life force, animating energy, it's where there's more energy or interest or curiosity, or, you know, where is that guiding. And that connects us to our soul. And then we become more and more fueled by our soul, which is our passion. Getting passionate, inspired about something, that becomes, that's the fuel. It's no longer, the fuel is no longer only on the ego base or what somebody said to do or not to do. So, yeah, follow the inkling is what I'm hearing. That's your nudge.
Okay.
That's your nudge.
Right.
Okay,
thank you.
Posted. I love to know how people are doing. I mean, it just excites me as all this unfolds. So, yeah, keep us in the loop if you don't mind. Cool.
All right, I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Hello there. You're on air. Hello. Hello. Yeah, you're on air. You got to turn your buttons on there, TV or something. I don't know. What, radio?
I'm so sorry. Thank you. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
Young Gray, how are you?
I am great. Today is the best day ever. Thank you for having the show today. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Just whatever spirit wants me to know.
Well, ask a question. Just ask a question, because this is,
The future.
That opens the channel.
I would like to know about the future.
There
we
go.
Yeah. Thank you.
And your first name?
Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Oh, Tina, it looks good. Looks like there's a friendship. It shows patience. Things might seem slow, but it does seem like there's a lot of rapport and connection there. Yeah. So that's what I'm getting. I just let it unfold.
it feels like, I don't know if it's you or if it's him, that friendship is really important, but it does, and it does show that you have some similar dreams or goals or visions, and that's one thing that can really help. You do?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so that's really important to him. So, yeah, just let it unfold. It looks really good. That's what I can tell you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah. A lot of, it's showing longevity, and it's just showing that something that is building. Let it build.
Yeah.
Is what I think.
Yeah.
Let it grow.
Yeah. Do you see why spirit brought us together?
Huh?
I said, do you see why spirit brought us together?
There seems to be partnership of something, of shared goals. It's easier to do it together than alone. So it's like, it's like a partnership is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shared dreams and goals that you can help each other. Maybe create
that's
together funny. Or help each other in what you're doing individually.
Yes, that's true.
All right, Tina. You take good care. Bye.
Thank you. How do we reach you outside of this?
Oops. Oh, you can go to, whoopsie. Okay. Tina, you can go to soulplayground.life. Also, my Instagram is Michelle Mache, just my name. Patreon, MentorCam, those are some ways that you can connect. Take care. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hello, Michelle. It's Mitchie. How are you?
Hello. Oh, good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. I mean, like, I'm always, like, eager to get on the show. Most of the time, I'm on the playback or whatever, the archive. But when I can, I try to go live.
Oh, cool. I love it. So, Mitchie, what's your question?
Okay, my question. I know you don't go into political matters. However, with everything going on, everything is political right now. So I wanted to ask you, if you're able to, see what is going to happen regarding Trudeau, our prime minister in Canada, and what he's doing. Is he going to win this, or is the light going to win this? Because he did a lot of violent things to the truckers. And people, yeah. So because him,
okay.
The
so
light winning would represent me getting
you
off
I
the
know
job.
A lot of, Well, unfortunately, people have set some things in motion that have to play out. So things in certain areas may get worse before they get better. What we have to be careful of is getting into the streams of the polarity that it's dark. Let's say unevolved. It's not the light, because it's all light in different forms. It's all the same energy being used differently. Maybe misuse of power would be a better way to look at it. And I do feel that and I admire and respect so much what those truckers are doing. I haven't been totally following it, but I've dipped in here and there. And all this to say, as a psychic channel, the things that I channeled is up on Patreon. I think there might be a little bit on YouTube, but it's mostly through Patreon. And I probably will be putting more of it maybe on BitChute or something. I keep saying this, but I need help to get all this stuff done. I've got so much going on. We've got power struggles and crunches, you know. Honestly, even in the United States, people, even though it's like my guide said, it's going to be like a, how did they put it? Utopian prison. Because there's still a lot of things that we can do, but what people don't realize is there's a certain foundation that's already been set up. We're just seeing it in places like Canada, France, and Australia sooner. So I don't know what this win is you're talking about. I feel it's divided. I feel like there may be some places or municipalities or territories that break from him or what he's doing. And all I can say is people have to hold out. I mean, even here, they talk about mask mandates in California that they're going to get rid of the mask, but you still have to have the card, the vaccine card, to be inside. So it's not over. It's not, and it's, and there's going to be, you know, I had predicted a fourth vaccine. I just saw something on that. Somebody texted me, you were right, Michelle, there's the boosters. And I said, there's going to be a fourth one coming out. And this was in the, one of the original channelings. So all you, the thing is, it's like these things are happening is because in the mainstream consciousness, there's enough group agreement and resonance to support this.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately what will change this is in a change in consciousness will be people stepping up more. You know, right now it's happening with just certain groups externally. So
right.
I don't know if that answers your question, but I feel like it could be, you know, it's part, like I know with certain airlines here that there were certain rules or certain things and they just said, no, we're not doing that. The thing is that when I'm channeling for such a large amount of people on the planet that's going through this or in groups, and there's different regions that are responding differently and at different times.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, I mean, I did hear something about the GoFundMe, which sounds really horrible, what they did, taking that money. So there's all these power grabs right now. You know, people in the tech industry, like online banking, on third-party apps, there's a lot, like a GoFundMe. They're hoping not to be basically screwed by government, and especially the United States government. So their power plays and being in cahoots and hoping to keep their level of power and influence. But those things will be also, you know, hacked and you know, an attack addressed, I would say. Maybe they'll may perceive it as an attack. So this latest thing, I feel that it's split. I feel that he's very, it shows him and the people behind him. See, this is what people aren't realizing. It's not the figureheads. They're just the figureheads.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I'm fully aware of that. I'm fully aware of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, he's being, he's, I mean, they're all puppets and they're all spineless. But to him, with speaking of him in particular, it's funny because before he was prime minister, because I'm a flight attendant, I saw him at the airport once and it was the weirdest thing. I looked at him and I thought, where's his soul? I didn't see a soul. I literally did not see a soul inside the being. It was weird, and I'm also intuitive and psychic, but it was the first time I felt that about someone.
Yeah, no, Mitzi, you're right. I mean, I did a, I don't know if it was a post, and then I did a course. I had some of the content, and I mentioned about people that don't have a soul or aren't connected. And I've actually worked years ago
I remember.
With somebody. Do you remember? And people are like,
I remember you
mean?
Talking
yeah,
about
you're
that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people don't have, I know it sounds weird. They have a basic soul.
I know,
divine, but they don't, they don't,
But they don't have a soul.
Or they're
it's
disconnected.
Hard to explain.
It's kind of, they're very cut off or disconnected, and therefore they don't really, they're consciousness doesn't have a level of empathy and ethics, moral principles, you know.
Right.
So you're seeing, and see, that's going to be brought out more and more in a lot of groups, institutions, you know, wherever there's group gatherings of different types, we're going to start seeing more and more of this. We're seeing that underbelly, you know, so, yes, I feel like there may be places that people can't go or even on roads I'm seeing, you know, blocked off, not being able to go through certain roads, things being confiscated.
Right.
So it does feel like there is more of that playing out. I feel like in the States we're having a little bit of a dip or reprieve, and I feel October, November into next year, it really ramps up and people are going to be saying, oh my God, what's going on? Or I did, but it's like, oh, well, you signed up for this, or now this is a mandate, this is a law, this, you know, it's
Yeah, and you know what? And you know, like, I have a little side of me that sometimes I really try not to play into, but I have a side of me that's like, I want to be right sometimes. And so, I mean, not, it doesn't, I don't do that with people. I really don't, but I have it inside. Sometimes I'm like, I know I'm right. And I have some colleagues and some people, and I don't engage that much on social media like that, but sometimes, like once in a blue moon, I will. And I was a back and forth with a colleague, and this colleague is so oblivious to everything, and he's attacking me as far as, you know, as far as all of this going on, and because I'm on the side of the truckers, obviously. And it's not about size, and I try, like you do, like you say a lot, not to go into the polarities. I try not to go into that, and sometimes, somehow, once in a while, I'll get caught up in it, and I got caught up in it, and then the attacking that he does, and I'm like, I want my redemption day to come for him to see how wrong he was.
the way he's attacking.
And I don't,
the thing is, we're going to swing to polarities because we're balancing things out. That's natural, and you know, normal.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. More is what's happening, and a lot of spiritual teachers are even doing this. Unfortunately, astrologers—they're saying like it's the devil or the darkness, and the light is going to win. And see, that perpetuates what we have going on. So we have to find a different languaging and looking at it. So the way that we look at it, when we can start seeing it maybe as wounding, misguided.
The resonance,
I mean, in the
like
moment,
you were saying,
you know, be upset and mad. Yeah, but you have to be in the emotions of it. But we have to kind of get in there and understand what's going on and their frame of reference from this old paradigm. And if we can see it as, even though they are having power over right now, if we can see how they have really less power, because that oneness is
and see
that
it.
Darkness, the black, is the potential and the possibility.
Right. And like you say, it's there because obviously it's needed. So it's just a part of what we're projecting. I mean, sending out there because it's there. So that means it's somehow needed.
Well, yeah, it's needed because there's enough, the way that it, you know, the waveform of it vibrationally split out into these impulses that created these, the quality or quantity or the vibration of the energy that then coalesces and creates the thought forms that could create the, through the etheric plane, create the manifested form from thought. So it's not until we find a way, which is coming. It's the third way, the third wave. I talked about this on my Instagram post about 2/22/2022. There's a third way, a third wave that isn't yet created that we're in the middle of creating. And we're kind of feeling it out. But yes, it is a bit extreme, unfortunately. I mean, I don't like a lot of what's happening, but that is what is in motion because that was the predominant consensus reality. All
right.
You keep
well, I could listen to you all day. Thank you so much. I listen to you. I mean, I learned so much from you. Thank you so much. I'm always learning.
Oh, thank you for being a part of this. Take care.
Always. You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Hi. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. To whom am I speaking with?
Hi. My name is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, what's your question?
Hey, so I recently connected with a guy. I literally wasn't even looking for anybody. I started focusing on myself and recently was connected with him, and then all of a sudden he didn't ghost me, just like stopped communication, but hasn't really given me a reason why, and I'm just trying, I like want to know why, like why communication just slowed down and just stopped. The issue is he still reaches out to me randomly, which I don't get.
Right. So what's your question?
So why did he just stop communication?
Well, okay. There's something in the background.
Say that again.
Yeah, it's so noisy. It's hard for me to tune in the background.
Oh, that wasn't me. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't me.
Oh,
whatever. I'm
it's
at
not you?
Alone.
Oh, I see
no.
who it is. Okay, sorry about that. It just...
Okay.
Okay, good. I'm like, I can't hear that. Okay, it was the last call. Okay. There's a lot of nebulousness, fuzziness around him and the situation. I almost feel like there's somebody else around or multiple people or maybe even someone from the past that came back around. Yeah. And it was pretty sudden, right?
Yeah, it was just out of, like, nowhere. It was very weird. And but I guess my issue is, like, if that's what it's going to be, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not really – I'm in the flow right now. So whatever is divinely meant for me will come to me. But, like,
well,
I just feel
like –
leave
it. But see, that is kind of – even on the most basic, it's rude. So I would just leave
yeah.
it and move on. I, there's something – you know, and I can't go too much into it because we've got other callers, and there's just – it's not – he doesn't have a real clear energy. Right?
Okay.
So there's something he's going on or hiding. Hiding. And I feel it has to do with relationship. Yeah, I feel like he could have multiple, like, could be majorly juggling, or he could have been with somebody and then he's back into them. Yeah.
Okay, because we shared, like, our connection was, like, amazing. So it is what it is. I'm moving on. But
well,
I
just
really want to
say when that happens, you know, not everybody can sustain it. There could be an amazing connection. That doesn't mean that it's going to last for a certain period of time or more months or more years. And sometimes people have that kind of connection with multiple people. Or maybe they're
right.
talking to 10 people and they have that connection with 2 people. So it doesn't
yeah.
always mean that something's meant to last, unfortunately, because there can be that
yeah.
amazing connection. So that's what I would share with you. I would just cut, yeah, move it on down the line, you know. I hate to say it, but.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Kinda know.
I just wanted to kind of know what it was. Yep, thank you.
Yeah, I don't feel he may be having that kind of connection. I just don't feel also that he's up front.
No, he's not.
You know? Yeah.
No.
So there's some. Probably some deception. There's something that he was keeping from you, and I do feel it's a person or people.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. Keep hanging on. We're going to be there. We'll be.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Hi, welcome
Hi,
to
Michelle.
Awakenings. You're on air. Hi.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for taking my call. My name
Hi.
Is Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia.
I have good news on a level. My energy, I start a new job next week. But in this week, I've been, like, on a cleaning rampage, which has been good to some point. But I can't seem to stop. And there's a level that I feel like my energy is saying, no, you're missing some of the elements. You need to sit and listen to the guides. And I just, like, I stayed up till 2 o'clock last night watching Abraham Lincoln, which I love. And then I'm on a Sharon again, and I feel like I'm just going to look back and go, oh, you should have rested a bit. You know, you're starting a brand new job. Is the spirit
mm-hmm.
trying to tell me something, and I'm just, like, making fearful things that I won't get it done once I start this job?
Job. No, I feel you're in a flow, but your flow is changing. What you actually need, and therefore then eventually what you want is changing.
Mm-hmm.
So there, in a way, it's a part of you that you're not yet recognizing.
Okay.
It's change. You're changing up. It's coming from a deeper place. So I would say just go with your intuition, your feelings of things, right? And not so much what you think it, like overthinking it, you know, that it, because it shows you're in a flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like
there's
I,
a lot
I
of
am,
that
I,
happening right now, Cynthia. There's a lot of that happening right now. where people are, different parts of them are emerging. So people are like, kind of like stumped, or that's not how I normally am, or, you know, maybe I should be this way or that way. And it is this new part that's, this new part that's emerging through them.
Okay.
that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know, it's kind of, it's
strange. I'm like purging and, you know, throwing things out that were my late husband, and it's okay, and I'm just purging and drawing joy in and kind of like, is this real or not?
Oh, my God. Yes, it is. I just had that thought this morning. And then in one of my readings, it's like, yes, it is real. It's just different. That's the thing. It's just different. And the soul loves that, expressing experience in different parts of us. But we've been so kind of trained not to do that, that it has to be one way and stay that one way. All right, sweetie, you take care. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello.
Ciao, Michelle. It's Zoe. Hi, from Bali.
Hey, Zoe from Bali. Welcome.
So I have a quick comment and then a quick question. The guides have been coming in super heavily. There's a lot that we're just kind of having to let go of, and I've been listening to them and surrendering and allowing this whole process, and they've even been expanding out when I'm with different people to other people's guides or other people's passed on relatives or something. You know, the other night I was sitting with my friend and her father came through in the form of her partner. And it was, like, so weird. His whole energy, everything changed. And it was this message coming through heavily because I've been stressing out a little bit about, you know, I don't know where I'm moving. I'm basically not losing everything, but everything is kind of going away at the end of this week. My place, my vehicle, my friend returned, so I'll be losing my animal. And all of this stuff is happening, and this message keeps coming through from my guides. Just relax, just trust, just surrender. So there's a lot of this energy coming through. And I know, even though I don't know where I'm going, what's happening, all this stuff, I know that I'm just literally supposed to surrender and trust and lean into this. And this is a lot of energy, even what the last caller was talking about, of, you know, we're purging out this old, we're releasing all this stuff that's like almost like a comfort zone, correct? Of letting go so the new can flow in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So what's you're surrendering to yourself. You know, it's just the ego part of you that doesn't know, right? So it's about finding ways to tune into that part of you. Whether it's your higher self, which is a higher vibrational aspect of you beyond the ego, connects you to the infinite, or your guides, you know, having that spirit support. But the first thing I heard for you is opening for the new. So a lot is moving and leaving that's no longer supporting or serving you, so the new can come in. And like you said, the caller before, there's a lot of that going on right now because there's, so much was in the old paradigm or old beliefs, even if they were life-enhancing beliefs, even if they supported you or they were enjoyable, there's just a lot that's changing. And that's why I say I look at the soul as like a sundial. It turns, and then one part is shaded out. And we're not used to being in that co-creative process unless there's big tragedy that happens. Then we're like, oh, my God, all this is gone, or, you know, we had this flood or earthquake or I got divorced, or I got, you know, unless there's loss attached. Now we're moving more into the creator process. So I would say for everyone, it's really about connecting into the higher vibrational you, the higher dimensional you, the part of you that knows that you're a creator in this, that you're somehow co-creating or you're creating. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that helps.
Other people are losing it to my surrender. So to come to my question, I know because I've asked my guides several times, and they're not going to tell me where exactly I'm supposed to be moving, how it's coming in, all this. I'm really just supposed to be surrendering, you know. In 2 days, I pack up all my stuff, it goes somewhere, and then I go on a trip for a week. And so I know I'm not really supposed to ask where I'm going. So what I'm going to ask is, do you see, because I have different people saying, you know, live with me, live with me, live with me. Do you see me moving in with somebody versus being by myself, I guess is a good, kind of a good way. Because I'm not supposed to ask. I'm not supposed to. I'm just literally, this is literally about the surrender. And you're right, people are losing it because they're like, how can you not know where you're going or what you're going to do?
Okay, Zoe, I got to go because we have our guest coming on. We have our guest. No, you can ask anything, but it's you to you. It's you connecting with you, what's best for you. And if you're letting go of things, maybe it is to stay with somebody temporarily, to room with someone, or until you get more clarity about what it is that you want to do or where you want to go beyond Bali. You know what I mean? Or within Bali or beyond Bali is what I'm hearing. So make it easy for yourself. It doesn't have to be a huge leap or jump to something. And spend that time feeling it out and going within, you know, so that you hear that message from you very clearly, you know. And Spirit says all questions are great. All questions are good. We can ask because you're only surrendering unto you, right? You're surrendering to that part of you. Hope that helps, Judy. Make it easy. Keep it easy. All right. Keep listening.
Got
a great guest coming on. You're welcome.
I know. I'm super excited. Thank you.
Cool.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big hug.
Big hug.
Bali energy. I love it, Zoe. I mean, that's some of the Bali energy. All right, so like, okay, so this is second half of the program, our Awakening Dialogue today is with Trey Hartson. Some of you have stuck with me from the beginning of the podcast, did a bit of an intro background on him. We're going to dive in more. Trey's a musician, I say conscious hip-hop artist, rapper, was a member of the Far Side group. And we're going to be talking a bit with him about his music, his beginnings there, and blending in his spirituality. Looking forward to it. Hey, Trey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, I can.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah,
hi.
I can.
Very
oh,
cool.
Man. This is awesome.
Oh,
is awesome.
No, yes. Too long, you know. I remember having a conversation about somehow Egypt was involved, Egypt. And I always made a little placeholder. Someday we got to get you on the podcast. But we actually had a few people last year, I think I messaged you this, that were also asking about African spirituality. And then I saw this amazing altar that you posted on your Facebook page. I'm like, oh, my God, okay, we've got to know something about this. Yeah, it's the top. People want to know. Some people were studying it. Some people just said, I want to know more. Do you know? And I was sharing at the top of the program, but I'm going to share with you, I don't know if you remember, years ago at Temple Bar, I was there with I don't know who you were playing with at the time, but I was with my friend Marion, and I saw guides. I was telling people earlier on the podcast, I'm like, no joke, I see guides on stage with him, and I tell my friend, and my friend's like, no show, and I wasn't drinking, I wasn't, no substances, and I'd actually mentioned it to you, and you're like, wow, you could see that, and I was like, because I'm dancing away, see, and I'm looking, I'm going, there are guides behind him. There are spiritual guides behind this guy as he's singing on the stage right now. I was like, blown away. First of all, I wouldn't notice that you would do that, within your music. And you have this whole other spiritual aspect of you, spiritual side that really is woven into your life.
Yeah, it's funny how, and it definitely changes, but it's a beautiful thing what walks with me for sure. You know, and I try to, you know, things in a good headspace of, like, you know, I exist on this planet and I live on this planet, so I can't be too, like, in outer space. So I like to, you know, mm-hmm. I like to stay grounded about it. Even when I do readings for people, I like to stay grounded about it. Like, I try to talk to them in ways that, you know, that keeps them present, or talks about keeping them present, or really, like, kind of to get them grounded. Because a lot of times, mm-hmm. you know, folks get really, really, really floaty when they're getting readings, you know, and it's because, you know, half the time they don't know where they're going, or they're not grounded enough, and I want to make sure that they, you know, they're present, they're feeling alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like your kite is like loose in the sky.
mm-hmm.
And
I love that you're saying, because we're meant to live this, you know, in everyday living and life. And if it doesn't have that, you know, seeing someone's aura, or wow, you're extended or expanded out in this purple, magenta aura, okay, what do I do?
Yeah, exactly. People are like, okay, that's fine, but what do I do? Yeah, people are like, damn, I'm more lost than when I started. You know what I mean? And so for me, you know, I think when you saw me, I was probably in all white, and I was going through my initiation in Lukumi, you know, so there was definitely my ancestor spirits with me. There's definitely my Orisha spirits with me. And I was just, you know, kind of just doing what I do and letting the flow, you know, which is such a beautiful thing. And I've been in it, you know, I've been initiated for like over 14 years now, you know, as a Santero. So I just kind of continue to live life, and, you know, I let things be what they are. And, you know, like, everything goes through stages and changes. And, you know, I was listening to you give readings and stuff like that, and I was like, man, like, a lot of folks need a little GPS. If you just type in the GPS what you want, you'll get there. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, people sit at, you know, probably with their hands in their face because they don't know what to actually type into the GPS, you know?
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's just where you are right now. You know what I mean? But once they get out of all of that overthinking, and like, I don't think everybody took a moment to actually rest so they can, you know, to have some quiet, and, you know, and when you have a blank chalkboard, you can write on it whatever you want. You can go wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. And you will be supported, and that's important to know and understand. And you can erase the chalkboard and write something else. You know, like, that's the beautiful thing about how I see life now,
mm-hmm.
because it's just like, you know, you get tired of wrestling with every dang thing in the world. You really kind of don't have to. You really don't have to.
I think that's,
you know
what
saying?
We're learning.
So,
I think that's,
you know,
right, too, Trey. All the time, my guides have guided me, teach people how to connect to their own intuition, their own inner guidance. We can guide and help and give answers, actually, even. With, you know, I feel it's good always to have, you know, input. But people have to do it themselves. And there is a little bit, to your point right now, I feel a disconnect, because it has to be so much a part of people's lives. We have to make it our part of our life at some point on the path. And I'm sure if you were initiated, you have to live, it has to breathe it. And you have to have those, I call them little fail state or spots. I have little like, uh-oh, Michelle, is that really you? Or is that, you know, is that your ego?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the wounded? Is that you? Or is that really
right,
spirit?
Right.
Is that your guides or higher? And I put stuff on hold, and I go with it. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not getting the answer, and I'm pressed to act. That means I don't have the answer.
Yeah.
What would you say? Because you definitely, I mean, definitely being the music world, and, you know, you blew up, done a lot of stuff. How did you develop this connection, I would say? Because I feel like that's what people need right now, is how do we do this in a day-to-day level, that discipleship, and you did it with your music, you know, being in that career.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it's like, okay, so like being in the far side. Like, first off, I'm grateful that I was even called to do this music as the far side. Like, I was definitely, you know, in my mind when I was younger, you know, I wanted to be a pilot, a fighter pilot, you know?
Oh,
and then one day I had an epiphany. Yeah, one day I had an epiphany, and I was just like, nah, that probably wouldn't be for me, because, you know, I just had, like, this really deep thought. And after that deep thought I had, I was like, nope, that's not for me. And it just shifted, you know. And as I look back, I look at all the things that it's like little breadcrumbs, or like the, you know, like you're trying to find the yellow brick road, right? And so, like, in the seventh grade, I remember, you know, I wanted to be in band, but for whatever reason, I was put in choir class, right? And I'm like, man, why am I in choir class, you know? And so, like, you know, moving forward, you know, like, there was just different little yellow bricks that I felt like I really didn't choose, but it chose me, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, I just, you know, like, I remember being at my grandmother's house writing till 3 a.m. or starting writing at 3 a.m. in the morning until the sun rose, you know what I mean, with a candle going. And that was me every day, like, but there was no purpose behind it. There was nothing, you know, it was just me being me. And then so, like, you keep going, following these bricks, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, like, I'm a part of this huge band. And as I look back, I was like, man, I was supposed to be here. And I was just following the trails. And, you know, like, the universe was guiding me towards it. And there's so many parts to, you know, reasons of why I'm in the position that I'm in, you know, and the biggest thing for me is following the energy of my calling, kind of, you know what I mean? So every time the spirit energy rings the doorbell for me, I can feel it. And I know it's time for all of us, all involved in my band, to come together and do something more or do something new. It's like the universe sends out bat signals and you can feel them. We're all in alignment about it. Like, every band member that's in my band right now, we have this signal, or this signal pops up, and lo and behold, it's the far side energy calling us back to do more. And we honor it. You know, and that's kind of where we are now. And it's like, sometimes, you know, like, I didn't know how it was going to happen. I don't know when it was going to happen. I just kept seeing the signs. And then, you know, if you, like, kind of just let go a bit and you watch it all come together, like, all the parts, I feel like there was a year where I didn't feel like anything was going on. And then now it's all happening. And you just stay out of the way of it. You just let it paint. It's like my analogy that I get to a lot of people is, like, you know, we're either the paintbrush or the paint to the universe's, you know, artwork. And they just dip us in the paint and they just paint on the canvas what our next thing is, you know? And I don't wrestle with it. I just, you know, allow it. One of my writer friends, Sisue, you know, we were doing, like, this album that's out right now that we just released. And the way that it came about is basically just a stream of consciousness. And if you stay in that stream, if you keep surfing that stream, it writes itself. All the parts come together itself. Like, the access to everything happens right then. It happens and it keeps happening. The only thing that you got to do is keep surfing that way. And everything, all the perks that come with it, it's provided. I don't have to do anything except write and sing and be honest about it. That's it. And the more honest I am about who I am.
Not to overthink it. That was.
Yeah. I don't think about it at all.
I
just,
yeah.
I just wait and let it come. You know, I just let it happen.
And we had some callers, they talked about a thought or a feeling or an inkling. And I feel like what I'm hearing in you is following that inkling with the nudge, urge, feeling. And I think that this level of the awakening, this next stage, is really about that. That's awakening to that, the breadcrumbs, the feeling. You talked about your, you know, people in your band. They can feel it. That's great that you that they're on a similar wavelength as well.
It's so magical when you just watch it. You just watch it. You know, and there's parts where you stress out or you get nervous or, you know, you don't want the faucet of spirit to turn off on you, but it's not. It needs to see itself in fruition. It needs to see the creation come to fruition for one. And let's say there's like a million streams of waterfalls, and under each waterfall could be any person, but within each waterfall is either a message or a lesson or point of destiny or point of destination for them. And all they have to do is like lean into that stream and let it be. But you got to decide which stream you want to lean into. You know, if it's for you, it is. And if it's not, then you wait for the stream that's for you, or you'll arrive at the stream. It could, you know, like I remember just recently, like on your call, somebody was talking about, you know, taking a trip or versus like something, you know, and I get that, you know, they're not in the stream yet. But once they get in the stream, like everything is there. It's like you walked into the best supermarket that you could walk into, and it's like, oh, I get to eat all this. Ooh, where's the deli? Yeah. Oh, where's the dessert?
I think that's the thing, though. The no answer is the answer. And it's like we have to learn what to do while the ego perceives we're waiting, because so much is happening other dimensionally, you know, higher self, higher vibrational frequency of us, however you want to put it. The universal aspect of us. I think that's the big thing right now. And there's extra time. And so I feel a lot of times people really what they're saying is this isn't happening fast enough in the way that I thought.
Okay.
And they want to push. So I don't know what would be the answer to that, right? Because I want to, like you said, for a year, there was a while, it seemed like nothing was happening, and then boom, 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 everything kind of fell into place.
I guess one of the best analogies I could say is, like, I've written a lot of songs in my life, right? And there's some songs that I've written like 15 years ago that I wrote to the point that I knew, and I stopped because there's nothing I could do but stop because there was nothing more coming through me. And the reason for that is because I needed to live a little bit more life to even do the third verse of that, to even speak on the third verse of that. Or if it was me at all, maybe it was another, you know, like you stumbled upon, you met someone like, you know, 5 years or 10 years after that or whatever, and they were the perfect singer to go in that place, in that placement. And now that song is ready to go. And now it's a big smash hit. You know?
So how, like, do you know when to leave it, and what do you do while you leave it? Like some of these people, do I stay? Do I move? Do I do this? Do I do that? And there's no answer coming. Yeah.
There's a couple of things. First off, okay, to not know where you're going for a minute, because you're like, it sounds like they're going through a stage of like the tower card, where everything is broken down to the floor, all the pieces, okay, and you're still trying to pick up these pieces and glue them back together to make your perfect castle, and it's literally not there anymore. So now you have to sit in the quiet. Nobody wants to sit in that quiet. To find out who they are now, and once they find out who they are now, then you got to wait for the God spark. You just have to. You can't rush it, all right? And when it hits you, oh man, the amount of things that you're gonna do, accomplish, complete, and all that, because the energy is there to support it. If it's not, the coordinates, everything. So in the meantime, be kind to yourself. Be nice to yourself. Enjoy where you are in the moments that you have, you know, like just like relax about it. Go have fun. Just start having fun. Go have fun and then see where that takes you, at the very least. Go have fun with your life. Stop beating up on yourself so hard. You know what I mean? Because you have to become something new. And you just can't like, you know, throw paint upon yourself and think, here I am, the world. I feel like validation is what people are looking for all the time, and that's hurting their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we have to, when the castle crumbles, you just have to lay on the ground for a minute. It'll you're not gonna, spirit's not gonna leave you hanging. Even if it's what if it's 2 weeks? What if it's in 2 weeks, all everything that you were looking for and hoping for comes into fruition? In 2 weeks, but you're at where you're at now, thinking like the world is just fell apart on you. Mm-hmm. And then the universe comes around in 2 weeks. It's like, hey, this is the key that you needed. We just needed to, they're finding everything that you need for your next big thing. All mm-hmm. the people, the right environment. What if where you live is like you're allergic to the trees that kind of, the type of trees that grow there. You don't know why the universe is moving the way it moves on you. You just have to be patient. And that's unfortunate that we are not, myself included, not patient. However, when it comes through, oh, my God, do I celebrate. And I celebrate hard because you deserve it. And once you, first off, you know, I think what people need to understand as well is what type of wings are you flying on? What are your wings? Mm. What are your actual wings? Meaning, look at what are your talents? Are you fine tuning your talents and your skills? What skills you got? And dive into that and perfect that. Maybe you're at a certain level of a warrior that you still need a little bit more sparring training or whatever. You need to know this element before you face this next dragon that you will win. But currently, you don't have that type of strength. You know what I mean? Currently, you don't have that kind of strength. But it don't mean that you won't have it. You know, like, and here's the super kicker, though, in life as well. Like, for me, like, as a musician, like we just finished a record. We just finished a record, and it's out right now. And luckily, like, I have, like, other, like, we've been working on more music. And, you know, we have enough for, like, 3 records right now. You know what I mean? But we're still working. And we're just, like, in the flow and really honoring the magic of what this flow is. Man, it's like, I can't even describe it to you, but it's like the best. And I'm a bathe in all of it because it's been so long that I've been bathing in it. You know, it's come back for me. The energy's come back for me, and that's a blessing. You know what I mean? So absolutely, I'm going to bathe in it. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to do everything about it. Why? Because when it's gone, you are starving. You are thirsty. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean that you won't, you know, but you'll find yourself when you find yourself, it comes back. When you lose yourself, you're going to feel lost. There's no GPS. You're confused. All of that's going to, that's there. So they need to sit quietly and find who they are, all parts, and be honest about it. Be honest about what you like, who you are, what you love, and all these different things. And dive into it, because it will. I hate to sound like a cliche, but your dreams will come true. And the only reason why they don't come true is because sometimes you just don't have all the parts, or sometimes you're straddling the fence of being unsure of. Maybe you have like 2 dreams to come true, but one is now and one's later. So stop straddling that fence so you don't hurt yourself, and commit to one side. They say a dog has 3. If a dog, the dog has 4 legs, but can only walk one way.
Part of what I hear you saying too, it's so much about the creative process, which is in that soul alignment. It is becoming a creator, tapping into that creative energy. And then being guided. You know, one thing I always say, because it's interesting, GPS. We talk about this inner GPS. But you need coordinates for that. And my thing is, if you don't have the coordinates, you've got to rely on your inner compass. And that's what I feel people need to develop. What's your inner compass? What's that? And that's by feeling. That compass moves around by you know, magnetic vibration, right?
Well,
which to me
like
is that going within you're talking about.
I feel like the compass is alignment. Just get in alignment first.
Okay.
Just alignment. Get yourself in alignment. I mean...
Yeah,
get yourself in alignment, because then the messages will come of whatever is the direction you're going to go. And I have to reiterate, please sit still. Please don't rush yourself into, like, what you think is a job or what you think is, you know what I mean, your next move.
Like, yeah. You can't rush these things. Like, when the television didn't exist, somebody was still enough to, like, that became an idea. And the idea was something that they felt could be was a possibility when it wasn't even in existence. They were just drawings, and then the picture,
yeah.
The photograph came, and then the motion picture came, and here we are, like, looking at, like, the phone was a thing, and now we have, like, an iPhone that we don't even need to be plugged into a wall. Like, there's just so many things that the conscious collective has, you know, we all agree that it can exist, and now here it is existing. Like, there's so many amazing things that can come through a person, and then that person's inner light shines on others that can relate or that have the knowledge to make it a possibility. Like, these are the things. So you don't know what kind of giant you actually are. So, yeah, sit quiet, sit tight. Or, you know, those little sparks those little breadcrumbs that kept coming up, you can start putting them together on, like, what do you call those little post-its, and put it on your wall, because you're going to create whatever it is that seems impossible. You're going to make that possible, because first you are in alignment for it, you believe in it, and you attract others that can make it come into fruition. So, yeah, if somebody doesn't know what they're doing or where they're going, it's quite understandable, because they don't know how big they are sometimes.
Yeah.
And some people are afraid of that what kind of giant that is, because that's the truth.
Mm. Yeah, and that spirit really is under your wings. You know, when that happens, it's like, there you go. Oh, Trey, I got to tell you, Sue in the chat is saying she really needed this. And time to
awesome.
Let go and wait for the God spark. My new mantra. Yeah, mine too, Sue.
Yeah,
I love that. Wait for the God spark. I mean, I'm totally hearing, and it's so much in the creative process, that waiting that you talk about. Go within. Get
just
still.
Being
get
still.
Quiet. Go with. Just
get
be still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the meantime, it's like, do things that you enjoy. Like, keep dancing, keep laughing. Whatever activates that spirit energy flow is what you should be doing. Even, like, during the pandemic, we were all shut down. And what did I do? I sat in the middle of my street doing chalk art with 3- and 4-year-olds and my wife and our neighbors. And I just lay in the middle of the street because there wasn't no cars coming. So we make these big murals in the middle of our street, because that's what we were, what God, the energy gave us to do.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know the length of this. Nobody knew anything. And we still kind of don't. But, you know, you got to just embrace where you are, you know? Like, sometimes I just, like, when I get confused or you know, I get in a hot shower, and then I let a song be sung to me by the spirits. You know, I wait for it, or I feel it. Maybe it didn't come that day. Here comes another one, and I jump out and dry off and go record it. And that's the only piece that they gave me for now. You know what I mean? So it's interesting, but when you understand you're an instrument and you allow, you know, the universe to flow through you, things are different. You know, and you just trust that.
Do your best.
Do your best.
Mm-hmm.
Do your best at whatever it is to do. Like 1,000%. And don't overthink it. Don't be don't be a perfectionist about it. Just do your best. It'll get fine-tuned as it's supposed to. Or maybe you just came up with the idea and someone perfected it and allowed them to perfect it. You got to know when to step out of the way, too. Okay, because things are bigger than you. But it's not meant for you to carry the whole weight.
And I think what you say about recognizing that you're an instrument, that helps you step out of the way and not be that over-perfectionist. By keeping that perspective. Trey, one thing I wanted to ask you about, and you said initiated as a sendero. So that was that like a pre? Can you just go into a little bit of? We had so many questions on app. Are you a blend of different spirituality, or you follow Santeria?
Yeah, I mean, it's this where the sect that I'm from is called Lukumi, and it's Santeria. It's Santeria. You know what I mean? And it's a lot to it. It's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
But the long and the short of it is, yes, I'm a Santero of Lukumi, or as people call it, Santeria. And I'm always careful when I talk about it because I don't know everything. Mm-hmm. You know? And I don't want to misguide I don't want to ever misguide anyone. And my elders that are probably listening to this or will listen to this, they know that I respect the elders. I respect the knowledge. It's nothing to play with. It's not for table. It's not for table talk. It's for we've been chosen to assist in what's going on with humanity and mankind and our communities. And I just do the best that I know how to do. And the things that I don't know, I refer to my godparents, or I ask the Orishas directly through divination, and I respect it. You know? And I don't get lost
in it. So let's say someone wanted more information on this, or you talked about reading. I mean, do you do that now, or would you refer people to... Like, is there a place, I guess? Because we clearly had some people that were very interested in studying or knowing more.
You know,
what would you suggest?
Well, first off, if it's pulling on their hearts to even do it, you know, that's a blessing. I remember my madrina told me, because I was super excited to, you know, get into it and the whole deal, and she said, Trey, I'm not gonna teach you nothing. I'm gonna let you go and read. And I want you to make sure that this is what you want to do, because once you're in, you're in. And it's a lot of work, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, and it's beautiful work. And I did. I went out. I studied. I got, you know, certain books and things like that. And I was still, like, going to my madrina and padrino's house. Like, I was still learning on the side, too. But I feel like you're always an apprentice in this system, because there's always much more to learn, and I feel like you cannot learn all of this in a lifetime. But for starters, you know, get books that teach you about the Orishas, and the Orishas are, you know, there's spirits that, you know, govern certain places. Like Yemaya is my spirit mother, and she's the, you know, the Orisha of the ocean, and there's, you know, she has different paths. And, you know, mine is a specific path. And my father, Orisha, is Agayu, which is the volcano. And, you know, that energy together says something, and I have a specific path, you know, for all of that. And different people have to, you know, how I can put it in, you know, into the everyone that you look around and that exists. They have Orishas that guide them, but they're just not in what we do. Everybody does something different, but, you know, Orishas still govern their heads, you know? And it's a beautiful thing. It's a lot of work. I'm letting you all know now. It's not a quick fix, and it should not be a quick fix, because once you're in, like I said, you're in. and not everybody's called to be a Santero. Sometimes, you know, they're called to be a part of, you know, what Santeria and what that is, or Lukumi and what that is, those parts. But when the Risha calls you, they can call anybody. And when they call them, they have to answer. When you called, you had to answer. You know, because it could be life or death for you. You know what I mean? And when you're called, you know, you'll have a certain amount of time to get initiated, you know. And once you're initiated, you know, then, you know, the Orishas, there's things that the Orishas lay out for you for your life. So the Orishas give us our own personal GPS, right? and it's a beautiful thing. So, like, you know, when I look at my Ita, you know, or my reading for my life, there's, like, readings that you get, and that's for your day-to-day thing. But when you're a Santero, you get a reading for your whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is watch out for the potholes, you know, because it's already there. It's already written. So I did, oh, shoot, I remember they told me about this block. Oh, there's that big hole, they were saying. Like if I went down that block and I decided not to pay attention because I got caught up with something and I fell in that hole, then I should have, I deserved to fall in that hole because they already told me it was on this block and it was in the 14th step. You know, it's quite funny. But, you know, if people want to get into it, you know, I would just say start studying, you know, start listening to the songs and things, you know, and, you know, whatever, Arisha, you feel might be pulling you right now, it might just be pulling you to a certain house or just, you know, just to get to be a part of it, you know, and who guides you, Arisha wise, mm-hmm. can be something totally different. Because I feel like, you know, Oshun brought me to my Ocha house, which is a house of Oshun as well. But Yemaya crowned me. I was crowned Yemaya. You know? So
now,
just,
Trey, would
you
say
never
also
know,
with these
so you
spirits,
know.
Right, with these spirits working with you and through you, that does it give you a certain quality of energy? Do you connect with them in that way?
You know what? To me, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
If I'm lost in the sauce, I'm not. So like my analogy of the waterfalls is a perfect one. When I'm not in alignment and I'm not listening to the advice that the Orishas gave me, then the quality of my life is going to be not so good. But when I'm, you know, when I'm listening to what they're saying, what the Orishas are saying, and I'm like, kind of like making sure I'm doing things right, you feel amazing. You can't be stopped. You do your ebos, which is like you do all your ebos and your cleanings and all of the things that you need to do. You should be all right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You should definitely be all right. And sometimes I remember before I was a center at all, like I remember one time I was like kind of upset in life or whatever, and I didn't know anything. I didn't know a direction to go and all that. I was having problems in my relationship. My car was crappy. And I remember one day just going to the ocean, and I sat at the ocean, and I just talked regular like I was talking to a person. I was just talking to the ocean about my problems, what was going on, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I was just being really open and honest. And I kid you not, a few days later, the relationship that I was in ended. Like just, you know, and there started the point of me on my journey to Yemaya. And
you got in alignment, Trey.
I got yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, but
wow.
It was, you know, it was during a tower time
mm-hmm.
when things were broken down to the ground anyway. You know what I mean? So I wasn't doing nothing but rolling around on the floor in tears.
Yeah.
Then when I, you know, my surrender was like really literally crawling to the ocean to, because I didn't know who to talk to, and so I just talked to the essence, and it answered, and I'm feeling like, you know, even to this day, she listening to me, and she give me what I need. They don't always give
mm-hmm.
you what you want, but they give you what you need, and there is that's the big difference, you know.
Well, that's
and,
the truth.
And I feel like, you know, we're all magical, but we're just impatient.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. Thank you for saying. That's what I feel is happening so much is the impatience, and there is that again. The pause. You keep saying, slow down, stillness, go within,
yeah.
till we get the nudge, the urge, the tickle, the breadcrumb, the God spark, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Half a spark, but yeah, the impatience. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It really is.
So, I mean, you know, like you said, you know, it's definitely a beautiful thing. And those that want to, you know, look into it, start getting some books and start, you know, just reading about it so you can understand it and respect it so you don't, you know, first off, so you don't get hurt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use the tools wrong or think you're using the tools right, but you don't know what you're doing, you know what I mean? So,
right.
And and I feel like for those that have asked, your guides will come along. They will. And the,
mm-hmm.
and the right house, it has to feel like home. wherever you're going. It has to feel like home. And if it doesn't feel like home, you hightail it out of there. You know what I mean?
Wow, I think that's good advice for any spiritual doctrine, group, community, place of study, you know, teaching, anything like that. And it should really affirm who you are individually. Yeah, feel like coming home. I love that. Now, Trey, when does your new album drop? When is, you mentioned music that you have.
So there's a record that we made with Spirit of the Nation, and it's entitled Imani Fatlip and Slim Kid 3. And it's we have like this cassette that's out right now, and we only made 500 of them. And it's like kind of like a golden ticket. And, you know, people that buy this cassette, it's not cheap. But people that buy this cassette, you know, they're able to get into any show. They register to go to any show for free. You know, there's merch and there's, you know, like
a little NFT energy, it sounds like. NFT.
It's kind of like that. I wish it was an NFT.
Kind of like
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
but,
that.
And it's out now. But the digital release is coming up in April because our tour is April. We start our tour April 3rd in Miami, and I think the digital release comes out April 2nd of this year. You know what I mean? So that's that. And then we have more music down the line, probably in November to be released as well. But yeah. That's it.
And
right.
Is it with Farsight?
I think
did you
go.
Guys regroup?
Yeah.
Very
so we're
cool.
Currently we're Farsight, formerly of the Farsight, and that's like a little inside joke, funny. But it's Farside, formerly of the Pharcyde.
I was telling my producer today, like. Well, it was with the far side, but we're going to be talking about the spirit side.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. But man, we're definitely aligned in our own ways. You know, like Imani is a complete wizard, and he's been in wizard mode as long as I've ever known him. You know, I feel like I stumbled into my oracle side of it. Probably, I would say. 1997, because that was the area I was going through my Saturn return, and then I started, like, recognizing, like, you know, all the things that I've been taught is BS, everything.
Yeah.
It just is. Like, man, I had to be my own man, my own soul, my own self-God, you know what I mean? Like, people don't understand what the, you know, like, peeling off the layers of this onion, you know, it's like, man, I can just laugh at all the parts. Because if you allow a man to you know, tell you what to do and where to go and all of these different things, you know, like, then who are you? You know, you're just like, I just can't do that. So I lean more to the Orishas, to when man gets a little wonky, I lean into the Orishas to make sure I know where I'm going. Because man can be, there's power involved, there's money involved, there's all kind of different things involved that are that taint things. It taints a superpower. It's like somebody that you look up to and believe in gets tainted by these things. And when that happens, you got to just lean into your ancestors or lean into, you know, your Orishas or lean into your spirit.
Yeah.
And they'll let you know what the truth is, you know. And it's like, you know, everybody goes through their things, you know, like let them go wild with power if they want to, but they'll burn out.
Yeah.
Let them go wild with power. Yeah. If they want to, but the people are going to see different. You know what I mean? It's going to be a big ha-ha, you know, on a lot of levels with a lot of things. But I just keep leaning into my Orishas because, you know, I don't really care what they're doing or not doing.
I just
need to make sure that I'm solid on myself. You know?
Yeah, because that's what's going to take key precedence anyway. The other stuff is just so intermediary, transitory.
Yeah.
It's like,
It's just a blip in the sky. This moment that we're in is a blip in the sky in comparison to what the earth sees in all of its existence. You know what I mean? So I don't trip. This is a blip.
Yeah,
so I'm going to have fun with
that's
it.
A good note to stop on. Don't trip.
I don't
get
trip.
Stop, pause, go
yeah.
in, don't trip. Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Trey,
good.
Listen, you're waiting for the God spark. That totally, I love that. And don't trip, everyone. Come on, don't trip. That's
yeah.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Go have some fun. Go to the river. Go to the beach. Have a popsicle. Do something. Like, go back to your kid space.
Yeah.
Go back to your kid space when you were really colorful and creative and, like, kind of, like, float on that.
Go back to your kid space. Wow. Oh, Trey, this
yeah,
has been amazing. I'm so glad you made the time. Anytime you want to come on and share, totally,
no
totally
doubt.
Down for that. So.
All
yeah,
good. I'm just glad I'm just glad I made it. I'm glad I made it.
I know.
I'm glad I made
it. But you're here. That was great. And I know our listeners, our participants, I call them, because they're co-creating this.
Yeah.
They really
awesome.
Love what you've shared. And
for sure.
Really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. And thank everybody. And best of luck to everyone listening, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
And don't trip.
Don't trip. Don't trip.
Right,
have fun.
Trey, you take care. Yeah, have fun.
All right,
fun.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. I love it. That was so cool. God spark, everyone, and don't trip. Have fun. And, again, you know, we're hearing more and more guests saying this. Slow down. Go within. That meditative state, you know, just. What do I say all the time? I read it somewhere. When fishermen can't go fishing, they mend nets. When I say if you've mended nets, get a cappuccino. Get a tea. Go have fun. Go make mandalas or something. Anyway, loves, always great to connect with all of you. I'm so glad those of you that joined us today and those of you listening later in the archives. Oh, you all mean so much, and keep me posted on how you all are unfolding, those of you that have been calling in. I know there's a lot of change up in the air right now, but some of it, remember, you're feeling the change energetically, subconsciously, and it may or may not be time to actually do the action part. The action may be just feeling it and getting the vision, you know, maybe clearer vision. And as Trey says, don't trip. Go have fun. All right. I'll see you next Wednesday for all things Awakenings. You can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And as always, continue to shine your light, share your insights, and keep awake. I'm getting woke and staying woke.
Awakenings broadcast every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.